Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. It's close to springtime here in New England, and I'm in Connecticut, and believe it or not, we even have snow in the forecast for tomorrow. It's been a winter to endure, but we're almost in the clear, so things are looking brighter around here as far as getting outdoors and really getting reconnected with the earth and allowing it to thaw out. I thank everyone for joining me, and for those that listen in as the recording later on, I appreciate you taking the time to check out the types of readings I do, and I hope that when I share messages with others, if they resonate with you, please trust and know that you were aligned to hear the messages by Spirit, and they are for your best and highest good, even if they were given to someone else, if they feel like they apply to you. Trust and know that Spirit aligned you to receive them in that way. Well, I always start off by letting everyone know when I do readings that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction. I believe by asking Spirit to work with me in the light, the darkness stays away. When there is light, there is no darkness. And that's how I like to receive and share messages with you from Spirit. And it seems to work that way just fine for me so far. Now, I do have a lot of callers, so I want to get right into readings today and just want to make sure that everyone understands that if I'm not able to get to your call, I do the best I can to try to get through it as quickly as I can. So if you could keep your question or inquiry to just one brief area or question, I'd appreciate it, so we have time for as many as possible. And if I don't get to yours, please make sure to check out the offerings that I do have at DonnaMarieCrawford.com. There really is a comfort level for everyone. Okay, my first caller is from area code 904, and the last two numbers of your phone are 40. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, Donna. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Thanks.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for taking the call. I just quickly wanted to follow up. I've been for two interviews for the job that I was seeking, and
okay.
I was just seeing if you see that coming through. They kind of said they would call, but I haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I think that, the future foretold, the past foretold the future is the way Spirit's given me the wording here. I do feel that you will hear from them eventually, but I wouldn't hold my breath is the way I want to say I'm feeling it. Continue to do the search for something better. Make sure to include that in your focus to Pat, or something better. We oftentimes limit ourselves with what we're asking for, not knowing that there's so much more that's available to us, because really oftentimes the sky is the limit is the way Spirit's sending the message through to you. So I do feel it's you're going to hear from them again, but I'm quivery as to whether this is the most positive for you. Okay, so, that could be how this is working out, because I just feel that I don't want you to stop your search, your accepting opportunities to apply for other things waiting for this one, because I just feel that I'm not positive it's for your best and highest good, but I do feel you're going to hear from them. It's just they take their time. It's you know, it's funny. I just heard the phrase because I've been really I'm watching different things about islands, and it's on island time. It's like they just start taking their time.
February 8th. That's a long
time.
One little job.
Yeah, that's why I don't know. That's the phrase that Spirit's given me. I share messages through my life experience, as you know, and that's what I've just received. It's like they're just taking their sweet time. So, you know, I know there's real desire for change and stimulation in your energy. Try to continue to.
That's
right. Yeah, stimulation, you know, in many areas of your energy. So, really, by continuing, Pat, to be open and focused on something better and watching the opportunities that come and taking the action in that direction will really help you connect with what's for your best and highest good, because I just feel a little quivery on this one.
Yeah.
Keep me posted, though.
Okay, just quickly, I had another opportunity to take a location of my own that I used to have that's coming up next month, and I'm sort of uncertain of that. Do you get any feeling on that? It's a similar work, but I would be working for myself.
Yeah, I feel that you're almost being led in that direction out of necessity is the way Spirit's giving this to me. Because it's something that you had done and let go and know that there's success in it. So I'm just feeling that with this one in the stall, the first one in the stall kind of mode, this is definitely something that is, you know, seems to be stronger positive vibration around it.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. Keep me posted. I look forward to hearing how it goes. Definitely
thanks
let me know.
So much.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank
blessed.
You. Blessings
bye-bye.
To you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's wonderful to hear from folks and see how the messages are resonating that you do share. So thank you so much, Pat, for taking your time to call in today and allow me to connect with your energy. My next caller is from area code 631, and the last two numbers of your phone are 74. Hi, what's your first name?
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. My question is, my ex never seems to be taking me to court for nonsense, for every little thing. I used to have the residential custody, and now my son does. My ex does it because he had more money. And even if I call, he takes him when he's not supposed to. I tried to court, but I couldn't go on a trial because I couldn't take off work. Now, even if my son has a cell phone, but if his mail's full or something, I call the house just to say, honey, bunny, call me, miss you, whatever. Now, because I had a stipulation in 2007 that I'm never supposed to call because I'm supposed to fax the rest of my life and never call the house unless my son's dying or something, but I didn't have an attorney then, and that's why I signed it. Now I have to go back to court. Will he ever stop? Will I ever get the custody of my son? Because he really doesn't believe that I should be a mother for no reason. I know I'm going on and on, but the man's sick.
Yeah, no, he's just, I just have to say, he has such vengeance in his energy at this time. It's that's the word that's so strongly coming through, Suzanne. It's like he's just so embracing this. Yeah, and I have to tell you that your son is really very receptive to the energy that people put out. So he's very much knowing. Yeah, he's very much knowing. And trust and know, when the time comes, he's going to make the decision to be able to be free to be with you when he's able to. Trust and know that. Spirit's wanting to reassure you of that he does have, you know, once he gets to the stage where he can make his decisions and come and go as he pleases, you will be able to have more freedom of a relationship with your son at that time without having to go through the whole process of the vengeance, because it's almost like it's the filter that you have to go through, and I just don't know that he's, I'm not feeling, Suzanne, I'm sorry, I have to share what I receive, but I'm just not feeling he's even considered letting it go whatsoever. It's just he's got real, I think you used the word issues, but I just, that's what's coming. He's got real control issues. He's got real real anger issues. He's got, and, you know, this has been very evident to your son. It's your son,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, the court's never going to see this. He just gets to do what he wants because he has more money, and it just keeps going like this for my son's 14.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that he has the power to assert his vengeance in a more lucrative manner than you do as well. But I do feel that, you know, continuing to I just want to say, I feel like you're holding on to a Bronco, Suzanne. That's, you know, Spirit gives me interesting projections of the energy, and it's like you're riding the ride, and you're going to and you're staying on. I don't know that he's ever going to stop, but I do feel as if you do have key points that you can bring forward, but it's, you know, it's litigation and it's costly.
Well, I don't have a lawyer, and I can't afford one, so...
That's the problem. So, yeah, he's definitely, knowing that he's got, you know... Again, it's the control stuff, Suzanne. Boy, is he in? He likes to be in control, no matter what it takes to be in control, in many areas of his life. So,
I mean,
he's
getting married for the third time. You think he'd be happy and leave me alone?
Yeah, you would. And I'm sorry. I would definitely. I understand, because I can feel in your energy that we're very similar in that way. Is you know, let go, and let God be. You know, let bygones be bygones. Let's try to do what's best for your son. And that's where there's a disconnect between the two of you, because he absolutely does not consider your son's best interest when he's making these decisions.
No,
it's all vengeance.
Do you ever think about going to get fed up and want to come live with me?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I have to tell you that I know I feel as if it's going to be go on a little longer for you, and I feel that when your son is really
longer,
able to speak up for
8 years, I mean 4 years.
Well, I'm hoping not either, and I don't get exact time, but I do get when your son is able to make his own decisions, he will make the decision to be more active in your life and less active in the toxic environment he knows he's in.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what age that is, you know what I'm saying? I hope it's not 18.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I'm not getting that. I'm feeling closer to probably 18, Suzanne, and I regret to have to say that. I hate to give news that I know you're not wanting to receive, because I can feel in your energy yesterday is when you want that to happen. And it would be for your best interest of your son. However, I don't know that the courts are gonna entertain his desires at this stage, because I don't think your ex would even let him in court. Do you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't even let your son in court to express his opinion, because I think your son does want to be more active in your life. It's his father interfering with it. But that is really the way Spirit's saying this, is that's what's going to be his downfall in the long run, because he may have these years of controlling and dominating and being unreasonable at this time, but there's a lot more life for your son to have after he doesn't have control of him anymore, and your son will make better choices for his best and highest good, and it will be to have less exposure to such vengeance and toxic vibrations and energy.
He's already saying, I'm going to give you the house, come work where I work. And, you know, after he's 18, he's already telling him at 14 what to do.
Well, this is what I want to, but I just want you to understand that your son is a very, very wise soul, and he understands, and he is absorbing everything, and there's going to be a lot longer life from 18 till parting of this world that you'll share with him than his father, is the way Spirit's wanting me
but
to share with you.
Father, goodbye.
Well, I don't think that, you know, because he does have a certain, you know, he does have respect for his parents, and, you know, he knows it is his father, but he will wean himself away from the toxic negativity that his father just exudes. I mean, he just, you know, and your son is not in alignment with his father's energy and the controlling, and, you know, he's not enjoying it. Let's put it that way, and he's looking to get free of it. So I don't know that you're going to be able to change. Well, I know. I very seriously feel very doubtful from the way Spirit's sending the energy that he's going to let go of this vengeance and this, you know, causing you issues in connection with your son. But your son is going to...
I have to go to court on the 17th. I was calling there. What are they going to say about that?
I'm sorry.
He's taking me to court now, April 9th. Now, what are they going to say about that, about calling his house and all that? Am I going to get in trouble for that now?
No, I feel that you were just not really understanding that something that long ago that was agreed upon would be, enforced, and that, you're willing to work out, a schedule or, the possibility of being able to update it. Thank you. I don't think that you're going to get in trouble. I feel as if it's, an honest negotiation between you and the judge. I wouldn't, rise to his.
Are you going to take me to court again a year later? I mean, he's an idiot for not, for anything.
Yeah, it's like he's just, he tries to antagonize you, and by asking Spirit to help you keep yourself, level, and in the knowing that your son is coming to you as soon as he can, will help you to get through this and not rise to his, or even lower to his level. I want to say,
I wish you
allow him.
I
know, and I absolutely feel that in your energy, and I wish I could give that to you, but I'm just not receiving that right now. What I'm receiving is what I shared, is when your son is able to make the decision on where he wants to be, he will be more with you.
That can be 16, though.
Absolutely. All right, so keep me posted.
All right,
and let me know how it works out, because, I unfortunately I can feel that vengeance, and it's not a healthy thing, so,
he's comes
I'll
off,
send
like he's
blessings.
One.
And, yeah, healing light to everyone involved, and trust in believing and knowing that your son is guided by the same divine source you are, and he knows that controlling and vengeance is not to his best and highest good. Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings always. All right. Well, thank you, Suzanne, for calling in. It's a very difficult situation that some of us are having to cope with, but asking for Spirit guidance and always being open to what we receive and taking action in that direction is really, I call it inspired action, is really what Spirit's wanting for us, because it will always lead us towards the direction of our best and highest good. My next caller is from area code 609, and the last two numbers of your phone are 71. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Lene.
Hi, Lene. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. My boyfriend passed in December, and I just want to know if you can make a connection.
Okay. Well, the first thing I have to say, Lene, is that he does have concern about your eating habits. Are you not eating well?
Yeah. No,
okay.
I'm not.
Okay. He's definitely like all around you is the way I want to say it, and all in your business.
Okay.
It's like he's like really keeping track of you and giving you some, I want to say, strength and support from Spirit to endure your path
mm-hmm.
without him. You guys were together for, was it 30 or 40 years?
No, not that long. It was only like 3 months, but I felt
3 months?
Like, yeah, we knew each other. We just had... From
okay.
the day I met him, everything was, like, the same, like, our lives.
Okay, because I got you guys were together, it seemed like forever. I have to just tell you that. That's what he's giving me energetically, that it was as, like you say, as if you always knew each other, and that it was, you guys were definitely, I want to say, I'm going to venture to go as far as to say that you were even connected in a life before this. I don't know if you necessarily have that belief system, but I have to say that that's the, thank you, because that's the energy that I'm feeling, and it's as if, things were wonderful in that life, and you made a pact to meet in the next life.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, even though, see, it's just, it's baffling to me. I thank you for telling me it was only 3 months, because it really does help me. You know, every reading's an experience for me too. And I learn as I go along to be able to convey what I'm receiving, because I have to receive it through my life experience. And that was what I was getting, was you guys were together forever. So I jumped to the conclusion it was 30 years
right.
here.
I feel like it was.
Yeah, well, it definitely was, you know, he is never going to be anywhere beside you, always knowing that, you know, always know that, because he can be everywhere at the same time, but he's definitely focused on you, and he's focused about your well-being right now, Lene, because it's you're not eating well, you're not sleeping well, And it's understandable, and, you know, some would say, well, of course she's not. Her husband just passed. Why, you know, it doesn't take a psychic to know that. But he's sending real concern around that, and that's what I'm receiving, is the concern that he has for you, because he doesn't want that to continue. He's always wanted only the best for you, and he wants to continue to let you know that he wants that, and that, you know, it's important for you to take care of yourself, because he's there for you when you go. He's going to be there.
Okay.
You don't have to doubt that or worry about that, because he's there with you now even. There's still, you know, there's still things of his in the home that you're able to smell even. You know, you pick up in a shirt or thank you. Because he's wanting you to know that that's okay, and to hold on to what you need to hold on to, but not to get stuck in that spot. Because it's hard for you. He's telling me it's hard for you psychologically. So to just remember to know that the love between the two of you will never be broken. It doesn't matter whether he's physical or not, because it went beyond that even when he was physical. And I think you guys even talked about that, how it was beyond. Thank you. Okay, so this is why he's wanting to make sure that I'm able to convey that to you, is even though physically you were connected spiritually when you were in we're all spiritual beings having physical experiences. So while you were having your physical experience, you were connected spiritually, and you knew that, trusted it, believed it, and felt it. Continue to understand, believe it, and feel it, and know that when you feel him, or you think of him, or there's something that reminds you of him, or that song comes on that you two always dance to or talk, you know, something that when it associates your thoughts to him, trust and know that he's aligning you with those things and wanting you to associate it with him, so that you know he's right there with you, because you are needing reassurance that he is there, and this is one way he's able to do that. Is, you know, if we could only get scientists to prove that thoughts do come from the beyond, it's going to be wonderful. They've already gotten to the point where they know they are things, that they do create energy, and as we are energy, so are our thoughts, and our thoughts can come to us through energy, and that's through him, through your thoughts, he will be coming to you. Okay, and trust and know that, yeah, the love that you guys have is like, wow, to be cherished. And thank you. You guys, neither of you ever believed it was possible. Yeah,
right.
And neither of you believed it was possible for, and then when it happened, it was unbelievable. So, you know, he was also definitely very honored to be your husband. He's telling me it was an honor to be your husband, and that he, you know, wants to make sure he's gonna find ways to present you with flowers, with flowers and pleasant scents. He's telling me. Pleasant scents, whether it comes from the flowers or if it comes from things that he knows that you enjoy, that will spark happiness and lightness or more peace in your energy. So be open to that as connection from him as well, okay?
I will.
Okay, and just know, he's also saying, tell her I hear her. Okay. We all wonder if they hear us. So he's, I hear her. Tell her I hear her. Because you are talking to him a lot, and he wants you to know that he hears you. But also trust to know that you hear him too. It's not just your imagination hoping that's did he really say that, or am I just thinking he said that, or that, you know, those thoughts. And trust to know, especially, Lene, if it comes through with your name attached to it, the name that he had, the name that he had for you, that's really his signal. He's wanting you to know that it's directly from him, so you don't have to worry about it being your imagination.
Okay.
Thank you much for connecting and allowing me to feel and connect with the love that you two shared, because it's everlasting and eternal. It's never going to be apart from you.
Thank you.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you guys don't do it again next time, too. It's so fun. That's so fun.
Hopefully.
Spirit just popped that in. I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't go through another lifetime together, too. So trust to know that you guys are, like, so bound together that there's nothing going to take it apart.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Blessings and love and light to you.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to connect with such beautiful energy. I did want to make an announcement tonight. I am now associated with a second location where I'm able to offer private client readings and groups, and I'm even going to try to start holding some workshops to help others to connect with their intuition, but that's in the works. I haven't got that totally worked out yet. Spirit's guiding me and inspiring me, so I'm trying to follow the guidance I'm receiving and trust and know that if this is the path that I'm supposed to be on, then I'm going to go on it. Just as I have been following all along, I've really been blessed to be given and aligned with opportunities that are really such a opportunity to help others to believe in things that they were told was impossible, and to help them believe it is possible, that our loved ones really are with us and never leave, always wanting the best and highest good for us. So this weekend, on the March 21st, from 10 to 2, in Suffield, Connecticut, at the Spiritual Guidance and Wellness Center, I'll be offering an Open Reader's Day. And if you're local or in the area and would like to stop by and receive a reading, I'll be there. And it's no appointment necessary. Just come on in and meet with me and receive guidance from Spirit and any questions you have or loved ones you want to connect with. The Spiritual Guidance and Wellness Center is located in Suffield, Connecticut, and it's at 230 Mountain Road in Suffield. My husband, Bob Crawford, is also going to be holding a social media masterclass the same day at 3 o'clock from 3 to 5 for heart-centered entrepreneurs, is the way he likes to put it, either those that are already in business or inspiring to be in business. He's got so much wonderful information he's going to be sharing. I know I'm going to be attending and taking notes, and I would love to see anyone that is also interested in expanding their offerings and their ability to help others with their gifts and passions in life, to please, you know, be open to checking him out. He's at bobcrawford.com, and you can find him on Facebook as well as me. I'm Donna Marie Crawford on Facebook. We definitely are here in this life to be of service to others and to help others to have as positive and peaceful a journey as possible. And by helping others, we're really fulfilling the purpose that we're feeling that we are both here for. And I'm so blessed to be supported by such a wonderful soul as him. And I definitely want to encourage you to come and see what he has to offer. Again, that's also going to be at the Spiritual Guidance and Wellness Center in Suffield. If you'd like any more information about me, please go to DonnaMarieCrawford.com. It's a listing of all my events and offerings, and I try to offer something for all comfort levels so that if you really want to connect with messages from Spirit, there's a way to do it. Thank you again so much for joining me. Again, if I wasn't able to receive your call tonight, I appreciate you calling in, and I hope that one of the messages that I shared resonated with you. If not, please look forward to connecting with me at another time. I'll see you next week. Blessings always.